Yes, I would think that this is the first of this magnitude concerning a matter that has obviously been dealt with by the courts, and we, these three Chapter 9 institutions are not happy with the outcome. More specifically, because the CREL Rights Commission was directly involved at the commencement of this matter.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say prompted this decision, and also how does the inquiry aim to explore the gaps that maybe that may have allowed for the mishandling of such a high-profile case?
Yeah, as far as the CREL Rights Commission is concerned, in line with the mandate of the commission of protecting and promoting cultural, religious, and linguistic rights of communities, the CREL embarked on an investigative study into the commercialization of religion and the abuse of people's belief systems. Yeah. And that took place between 2015 and 2017. It was during this process that the matter of sexual violations in religious settings, like this current matter, in churches, traditional healing places, and so forth, came forth very strong. Now, coincidentally, with regard to that investigation, the CREL was approached by the late Pamela Mabini with a case of alleged sexual violence and assault and possibly even trafficking, and it was in KwaZulu-Natal by a religious leader. And after looking at the case, we recommended the matter be instituted by the court system. And that is where this case came into being.
Mm-hmm. Professor, we've seen outrage from various bodies, and including comments from Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice, saying that the outcome of this case is simply unacceptable. What role does the CREL Rights Commission specifically play in the inquiry? And I know you just highlighted, but for listeners who may not really understand the case and the magnitude of it, how does the CREL specifically play its role in this inquiry?
Honestly, when the matter was dealt with and we heard of the outcome, and also specifically the serious comments made by Judge Schumann, where she stated that the prosecution, the manner in which the case was prosecuted, raised serious concerns as to how this led to an acquittal. And the big question is then, why could the NPA not secure a conviction in a case of this of such a nature that gripped the attention of the whole nation? It doesn't make sense. So the CREL is mandated in terms of an act of parliament. It's referred to as the Promotion and Protection of Rights of Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Communities Act 19 of 2002. Now, in terms of Section 5 of the Act, it provides and states the powers and functions of the CREL and what it needs to do in order to achieve its objection. In terms of Section 5.1, it says that we have the right to make recommendations to the appropriate organ of state regarding legislation that impacts or may impact on the rights of cultural, religious, and linguistic communities. And in terms of Section 5K, it says that we may bring any relevant matter to the attention of the appropriate authority or organ of state, and where appropriate, make recommendations to such authority or organ of state in dealing with such matter. So once we have done the necessary inquiry, looking at to as to whether there are any gaps in the policy or legislation that dealt with this matter with regard to sexual violations, alleged sexual violations, and other similar matters, our recommendations will then be tabled to the appropriate organ of state to take the matter further.
Mm. It's quite interesting you just mentioning. I was just about to ask, what are the processes that will follow after, obviously, now the announcement of the inquiry, and how soon can the public expect a report of recommendations?
Yeah, so the three Chapter 9 institutions, the CREL Rights Commission, the Commission for Gender Equality and Human Rights Commission have made a public statement. The terms of reference are now being finalized, and all that we're waiting now for is the date and the venue. And once that is confirmed, it will take place within the next few months. And once we have all the necessary information at hand, we will then craft a report, and that report will then be made available to the necessary organs of state and becomes a public document.